Support for the Spoofhounds on Radio comes from Mosaic Medical Center Maryville, providing comprehensive care close to home. For more information or to schedule an appointment, 660-562-2525 or mymlc.com/Maryville.
Maryville High School football competing in the Class 3 District 8 Championship this evening against St. Pius, a rematch of Week 4 in MEC Battle. We're joined now in studio by Maryville head coach Matt Webb. Also, senior captains from the team, Derek Quinlan, Owen Wonderly, and Delton Davis. Guys, appreciate you coming in and talking with us. And Coach Webb, just to start things off, we saw this one back in the first month of the season coming back around St. Pius. It was a heavyweight battle then, and kind of expecting the same. This should be a good matchup between two really good football teams.
Yeah, it is. You know, especially, at this point in the season in district championship time, every week is kind of its own entity. Every opponent, we talk about going 1-0 each week and separating them out. And certainly, you know, week four feels like a long time ago with between both teams. I think the difference between both programs, with us being 9-1 and St. Pius being 9-2, and us having that earned bye week in the first week of districts, is the fact that our only, you know, opponent that wasn't the MEC conference since then was an out of conference game, our game with against Lutheran North, and us being able to win a really contested game against a good, you know, larger school, private school. And then St. Pius lost to a really good school out of Kansas, a private school, a large school, St. James, and in a very well contested game as well. So I think that's the only difference between the two programs, and obviously very evenly matched back in week four.
Should be a pretty fun football game this evening. Owen, we kind of look at these two teams coming in. That was a playoff atmosphere back then. Maryville scoring for about 52 seconds left to take the lead, and then, of course, Don Allen with the interception in the end zone to seal the football game. Did it feel like you had a playoff atmosphere at that time, and is that something that you kind of build off of as you head into district championship tonight?
I mean, of course. I mean, it was a really back-and-forth game all night, and it really did feel – sorry. It really did feel like a real playoff football game. So, I mean, and most of us seniors have been in a football atmosphere before, so it's almost like we've been used to this playoff atmosphere.
Well, we look as that goes, that makes you 3-1, opening week loss to Blair Oaks, but the team picking up steam, Harrisonville, Chillicothe, and then a signature win over St. Pius. Is that a springboard that you kind of felt like of, man, we knocked off Pius, we're on a roll, we can get things done now?
I mean, of course, I mean, it was a big, huge, confident boost for us and even like the coaches and the whole team, and we really did feel like that if we keep playing our game, that it'll be really hard to beat this team.
Derek, we look at this Maryville team overall, and you play that whole regular season to get to this point and take off. It doesn't really matter if you're 0-9 at that point or 9-0. You want to kind of get into the playoffs and be ready. How big is that non-conference slate? And then, of course, playing in a really tough MEC, getting you ready for moments like this to where the Savannahs, the St. Pius, the Lutheran Norths of the world don't really catch you by surprise.
Yeah, obviously Coach Webb is really good at creating our schedule where we have good teams to play so we're ready for the playoffs. And that first game last week it's big because, I mean, you have those nerves of if you lose, you're out, and if you keep winning, then the teams keep shrinking. So I think that just that tough schedule in the regular season really has prepared us.
Was there any rust to shake off last week? Because it seemed like once you guys set foot on the field, you were kind of clicking from the get-go.
Yeah, I mean, I thought that we knew what we needed to do to win that game, and it was just execute, and I feel like that's going to be the same thing tonight.
Maryville taking on St. Pius this evening. Delton, we kind of look back at that football game, and Maryville 21-0 victory the first time against Cameron, then kind of blew up and went. Well, the second time facing a team, that's hard to beat a team twice in one season. You guys kind of got stronger after a win over Cameron previous and took them down in the first round of districts. When you see St. Pius come in, like, all right, we know their tendencies, we know their guys. This is just us coming out and executing now in round two.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, like you saw with Cameron, you know, we looked back at the first time we played them, and there's just quite a few things that, or quite a few places in the game where we wanted to execute and we just didn't, but we definitely had the opportunities. And I think looking back at our week four game against Pius, you know, there's definitely some opportunities we had that we didn't capitalize on. And, you know, there's also, you could say that there's opportunities they had that they didn't capitalize on. But I think that our biggest goal tonight is just execute on all three phases the best we can, because I think if we capitalize on all our opportunities and we play our game on defense, you know, it'll definitely be a better win for us than it was in that week four game.
You know, they've got a bruising running back. They've got a good young quarterback, some guys that can catch the ball, of course, too. How do you slow down an offense that's pretty high-powered like that?
We've done a great job of getting the guys watching a lot of film this week, you know, really just scouting their players out well. I mean, obviously they have a lot of great athletes, but, you know, it's great teams that beat those great players.
You know, and flip side too, we think about offensively, Maryville coming out, putting up 46 points and really taking it to Pius on that end of things, some clutch drives there late. Derek and Owen valuing possessions, I feel like, in a game like this too, knowing that that's a high-powered offense, you have to come out and do your best to get out there, put up points right away. How do you go about that without putting too much pressure on yourselves and just kind of playing that Spoofhound brand of football?
Yeah, I mean, we know that they're a great team, so we know that we have to score almost every time we get the ball. And last time we played them, that's what we did, and defense stepped up late, and we got that win. But I feel like when you play those teams, you kind of have that mindset that we have to score or we don't really know what's going to happen. So,
well, and Owen, last week against Cameron, opening up some holes, getting that running game going in the postseason, that has to feel good too. Is that key too? We break a couple big runs on that first drive, that's just going to make life easier on Derek when he goes back to pass too.
I mean, of course, having a dual threat offensive tack is really big for a football game. Most teams, I see how good we are at passing the ball, so they don't really expect the run. We get out there and we run the ball. It really opens things up for the quarterback and receivers.
Maryville taking on St. Pius this evening in the Class 3 District 8 Championship. Coach Webby, looks since about 2020. This kind of shifted from being a very one-sided affair when these two teams met to being a little bit more of a rivalry. What is the tipping point? Is there a certain matchup after one of these games that you're kind of like, all right, St. Pius, they're ready to go?
Yeah, they've done a great job of kind of, you know, rebuilding and kind of, you know, restarting their football program over the last few years. And that's been done, you know, because they invested a lot in some really nice facilities in that Northland, Kansas City area, on campus, new turf field, new scoreboard, a lot of different things from the entire athletic department. And when you do that, you know, in a private school system down there, you really attract and you can recruit really good talent to come to your school. And when you combine that with some really good Coach Simone has some really good coaches on his staff. I know a lot of the guys, I'm around them. They're really good in what they do, you know, from an X and O standpoint and the schemes and the style of offense and defense and the way they run their special teams. So when you combine, you know, really good talent with really good coaches, you got a good football program. And that's what they've been able to do there. And like I said, this is a matchup that, you know, they're averaging scoring over 50 points a football game in 11 games. That's hard to do on grass. You know, it doesn't matter who your schedule is, and they've played a good schedule. We've played a good schedule, and it's two really evenly matched teams, I think, since you can see what happened in week four. So it's going to be interesting to see which team since week four has gotten themselves to this point tonight to be able to win a district championship.
Now, Maryville playing at home this evening, and we don't typically get treated to this nice of weather in mid-November in Maryville. It's a great opportunity for folks to come out, see a great football game, and support the Spoofhounds.
Yeah, you bet. And, you know, what more can you ask for if you're listening to this in Maryville? You need to be at home tonight. There's nowhere to go. There's nowhere to leave town. There's not any other conflicted interest that you need to be at the Hound Pound tonight, and then within 24 hours, I know the Bearcats, you know, kind of finish their regular season slate tomorrow at home. So you got two great football teams, you know, at playing at home in what we call, you know, Title Town. And we got a chance to continue a tradition to win a district championship tonight. That is something special these guys will remember when they're old and gray. Like no one's going to be old and gray and still rooting for Max Crosby at the Oakland Raiders and stuff like that. And yeah, you will. You know, these are moments that these kids will remember. So we need to make sure those stands are packed tonight.
Spoofhounds kick off at 7 o'clock this evening in the Class 3 District 8 Championship against St. Pius. Again, turn it over to you guys now for your favorite part of the morning, a chance to quiz each other, the players, and Coach Webb.
Yeah, Coach gets to go first. And, you know, I knew this segment was coming up since last week. So I've got a little research that I've done here that, you know, that Coach Webb's not a big gamer. Never have really bought into that system, and I don't really know. We're going to find out this morning which one of these three is more versed in the gaming, the current gaming situation. So there's three questions, right? And you guys get to answer these. Owen, you don't get to answer every one of them, right? Because we all know who spends the most time on the sticks, right? So who on our team would drive the battle bus, and what is it?
The battle bus is what all the players ride on before they drop into the game and the whole map. So the battle bus rides over. It's a blue bus with a big balloon on it.
Okay, that's somewhat right. The battle bus defined is the flying vehicle that brings the players to the island at the start of a match. Great. Yep. Okay. All right, I'll give you credit for that. So who would drive it? You can think of that while I ask the next the next question. At our game tomorrow, Derek, what is the – or today, excuse me, I wrote these questions yesterday. So at our game tonight, what is the hot drop?
Oh.
Derek's got to answer this one.
Owen's got this one.
Okay, well, you got this one? Fine, because Derek, you got the last one.
What
Five.
The hot drop? For
the hot drop.
Like, in the game?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I'm going to land Salty Springs. I'm going to go to the Blue House in Salty Springs.
Oh, my gosh. He knows what that is. The hot drop is a location on the map, which is a popular place to land the bus. The correct answer would be, in our game, it would be the Hound Pound tonight. So everybody needs to be at
the
that
locale.
Place.
There you go.
And finally, Derek, what is a boogie bomb?
I use a boogie bomb all the time on just my teammates. So basically, it's an item that you just throw, and the people dance for like 5 to 8 seconds, and they can't do anything.
You guys win. The definition is it plays funky music and lights up when activated. So every time we score tonight, it can be a boogie bomb.
Yeah. So the driver of the bus would definitely be Brandon Wilmus.
I don't know if he'd miss the map. But.
Yeah, exactly. We're going to need to give him some directions. All right, y'all's turn.
So our question is, over all your coaching time, you know, you coached a lot of guys, a lot of teams. What is one thing you did as a coach where, like, you were just trying to get the team together, maybe trying to get them to, like, hang out, maybe team bonding or just anything that you look back now and you're like, that is the dumbest idea I've ever had. But at that time, you thought it was just great.
Well, I'd say one time, well, here in Maryville, we were doing a community service project, helping out the city clean out Mzinga Lake, the beach area. Did not realize that there was a lot of moss and a lot of things that kind of got, you know, kind of floated in that area. So as we were wading out in the water, this would have been 2014, we were wading out in the water probably waist deep, didn't realize that there was a lot of snakes in the a couple of nests of snakes that had been, so we're pulling all the stuff up to the shore and making piles of it so the city can burn it off. So probably not the smartest thing to realize to get a team out there in barefoot walking on you know, bottle caps and snakes underneath us. So we had some guys with some snake stories from 2013, 14, that area. The guys listening would remember that. They probably cuss Coach Webb out on that one a lot, like, thanks, Coach. Let's make sure that there's no water moccasins in the water before we do a community service project.
And they're tougher for it now.
Yeah, good question. That made me think a little bit.
That's good. Well, Maryville taking on St. Pius this evening, Class 3 at District 8 Championship. Guys, thanks for the time. Good luck this evening.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Maryville head football coach Matt Webb and senior captains Owen Wunderly, Delton Davis, and Derek Quinlan joining us in studio this morning. Maryville taking on St. Pius in the Class 3 District Championship tonight at 7 right here on KXCV Maryville, KRNW, Chillicothe.